Ephesians 4 says, put on the new man. So there's a putting off. There's a dismantling of the old. Now, wilderness can dismantle you, but we really don't want to do wilderness dismantling. It takes too long, very painful. We actually do all this at the throne of grace. Today, when we move into the throne of grace, when you move through that door, I really want you guys to get acquainted to that. The reason why, look, I did the throne of grace for 8 years, and then I started seeing that pavilion, and I saw the moon arch ceilings and the pillars, and I saw the carpet of red. Now, why that's important to me, because as soon as I move through that door, I need something to lock into. I can't lock into something that's too general, and that carpet locks me in. When I see it, I walk on that carpet. I see that carpet is the blood of Jesus, but that locks me into that room. I don't explain that, but once I'm attached to that room, I start moving to the throne of grace. I take that walk. Something else that just started recently happening, we've talked about, is this pool of baptism was there, this golden water. There's actually two phases of it. And I kept looking at that, and I'm like, that's weird. First couple times, I thought, that's just me, and then it kept appearing. And the Lord said, get in that. And so I just started walking into that, and I found out those are waters of baptism. It's the process and place that I had put off the old man there. I start taking off the old man in those waters. You're buried in baptism. You don't have to do that, but it's very effective. I love it. And then there's another part of the waters that are more like gold and white, the washing. So the time I come up out of those waters, I'm ready to be clothed. We're going to do this today, so I'm explaining this. I'm ready to be clothed in a robe of righteousness. You want that robe. You want that robe. You want your conscience. You want the sense of righteousness, well-being, and right with God in your conscience, because it's hard to move further up if you don't have that conscience. And that's where it's clothed in righteousness. You're taking off all the old, and you get up and you clothe, and I'll feel that, and I'll feel the effect of it in my conscience. I have to know I'm in right standing. I'm found in him, not having my own righteousness. We talked about the dismantling of the old, the remantling of the new on Sunday. So we get mantled in righteousness, a daily thing. Even though I am the righteousness of God positionally, I've got a new nature. I need to positionally enter into that every day. And so it can come to life. Amen. And so as we're clothed in that, we can move more freely into the rest, into the tree of life, which we'll definitely be in today. The tree of life, the leaves of the tree, they do wonders. It's amazing what happens. I know some of you are already getting into that. So we're putting off this old man. See, that's an action on our part. We take off. All this, as far as the Lord has taught us, is done at the throne of grace. And we start putting on the new man consecutively. Righteousness, rest, life, love. As you get effective, you'll do all three any given day. If you don't do all three, it's okay. I don't always do all three because sometimes I'm just get caught up. But when you start getting clothed in heaven, you start wearing a different demeanor. You're wearing a new image. Amen? And that image, first you get subjected to it, and then it begins taking over. And there's a process where the image will grow up. First, you're just encountering. But then that image is going to start growing up in you. And then it's going to start multiplying in you. Amen? That's ultimately what we're looking for, is the multiplication of that image to be fully clothed in Christ. Amen? Man, it does wonders for you in your faith walk, as far as if God gives you a faith project or an assignment. Because when you get filled with life, rest, love, you can stand there. In the past, you couldn't because you didn't have enough fuel to stand there, and either in emotions or the world system or discouragement or impatience will just get you sidetracked and get you disfocused. But if you have all of these working, and you can stand there for a very long time, and you can acquire the God-given kind of faith that he's looking for, the faith for the impossible realm, the Abrahamic faith, against hope, believing in hope. So can God give you an impossible assignment and you can stay there and not be moved? Amen? And so I want to caution you about one thing, is careful about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's an incredibly deceitful tree. Everyone at some point in time is going to get subjected to that tree. That tree is incredibly alluring. It's highly enamoring. It can enamor you. It has a knowledge. It offers you promises. It offers you the it'll offer you like the sense of breakthrough, like this is the way. And what it wants to do by design is to get you off looking at the worldly knowledge, even worldly intel, and get you off the tree of life. If you, in the high places, this is huge. Two trees in the garden, that tree, it is highly enamoring. It's full of idolatry, but you don't always know that, and it's constantly there. It's not just evil. It's evil wrapped in good. It's designed to offset you because it's an offense to heaven to eat from that tree. I don't know how to explain that, because God is truth. Amen. Say the Lord is truth. And we eat from the truth. Truth will never, ever let you down. Amen. We hold truth in our heart. We stay in the truth. We keep these words of truth. Amen. They're going to get us all the way through. So we're putting off the dismantling of the old, but we have to remantle. This is the part. Everyone goes through a dismantling process. Some are more efficient than others, but very few, I've learned, church-wide, globally, actually remantle. Most of them dismantle. They don't spend enough time mantling, from dismantled to mantled. We need to mantle. That's what we do here on Tuesdays. We mantle. Amen? We go in to our God-given right. Positionally, all these things are yours. Positionally, life is yours. Love is yours. Positionally, rest is yours, but we have to enter in. Amen? Enter into the rest, enter into love, to encounter it for the mantling of identity. All this is about identity, to carry the glory. Amen? Without the identity, we can't carry the glory. And we're not going to be able to carry full joint heirship as with orphans. We have to let God remove all that. Amen? Unworthiness, he has to remove the dysfunction. He does that in these realms. Amen? As we mantle, this is what we're doing here, mantling. Amen? This whole process of mantling, it's so wonderful to do as we mantle in the Spirit. Amen? It's all ours. We eat. Now, I'm going to say another thing. Some people, they get into a place, if it's new, you're plowing a little bit. Sometimes you leave it too soon. Sometimes you can move into the lily's grace and you leave it too soon, or you don't wait long enough for it to take its place. It has the power. I've done this so long, I already know. So if I come in there just full of circumstance, I'll just sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there. And I'll just keep refocusing and my mind will come off. I'll refocus and I'll sit there until I can lock into it. When you get that heart lock in and you stay there, it is a position. This is a really important part. Listen very carefully. It is a position of the finished work. You are actually entering into a finished work that's done, finished, complete. It's a place of completion. If you stay there long enough, it's like gravity. It will work. It will tear down. It will remove. Amen? But sometimes we don't stay long enough for it to have its work in us. And so we end up being half-mantled. Amen? When God wanted to take all that off. Amen? He wanted to take the works off. He wanted to take the heaviness off. He wanted to take the frustration off, or the busyness. That's a big one. That sometimes the spirit of busyness will get in there and distraction. He wants to bring all your soul to a position of rest. Amen. You don't have to do that. That's the part we don't understand, but you do need to stay there long enough for him to do it. Amen. You got to stay in there, stay in there, stay in there. And all of a sudden it'll just happen. You'll feel it just starting to lift. And all of a sudden you'll start feeling the quietness of heart. You'll start feeling the harmony of spirit, soul, and body. And then when you do it long enough, or enough consecutive times, you'll begin to trust in it. So no matter what you're bringing in there, you know, because your faith already knows, I'm going to sit here in this finished work until this finished work is in me, until I'm mantled in the rest. You see that? I need to be mantled. And the rest is huge, because it's hard to move in the kingdom if you're not mantled in the rest, because you're going to get too distracted to get up in the higher places. You have to have an extreme level of focus, and that position of the rest does that for you. It gives, what it does is unseats the soul. It dethrones. We have some teachings called dethroning the soul. That's where it happens. Throne of grace, especially in Lily's grace. I'm not going to move out of there until I have been mantled in rest. Amen. And sometimes people want to move higher up, but they haven't mantled enough in that rest, because you'll feel the stillness come over you. You'll feel the harmony. You'll feel the mind and the intellect, the soul being unseated, and you move into that glorious rest. And I do that. I just cleave to that lily. You'll see us here do that today. Cleave to it. Then I see. I'm going to share this with you again because it's been a while. This little flower here, this lily, what I do is I see this, but it's much more beautiful than this one. And I see the Lord standing in the middle of it. And it's emanating. It's emanating grace and light. I see it all the time. And it's emanating. And what I do is I try to move into that. By faith, I try to move into that grace. And I try to stand in the midst of it. Amen? And when you're in there long enough, you see what I call the crown of the lily. It's this top part. I see that coming over like a crown. Even king's crowns, if you've ever seen in the past, they have some of them will have those like spread out like a flower. I'll see that crown coming over my head. Wisdom give it to our head, an ornament of grace. Amen. And then I feel that robe. That's the second robe we get. First one's righteousness, and the second one, I feel that effervescent robe of the tenderness of the lily. And see, you want to be clothed. You've got to get into it. Amen. As we're clothed. And then the third part after I do that is I want you to explain some of the things I'm doing here. And then I hold all that here. I hold the lily inside me. First I'm in it. Then I hold it inside me. And I'll feel that emanating grace. It's an amazing, those of you that know what we're talking about, it's just an amazing thing to do. And then before I move, I don't always do this, but most of the time I remember, I'll hold that to God. Once I'm inundated, I said, to me, you have sworn that in blessing, you would bless me with this, with Christ, the rest. And in multiplying, you'll multiply this grace in me. I do that with the rest, the life, the love. So every day I'm holding that. Once I've secured, Father, multiply it now. Let grace, peace be multiplied. Multiply this in me. You've blessed me with it. Now multiply. Say multiply. Multiply the grace, multiply the life, multiply the love, multiplication of the identity of Christ. Amen. That is a prayer the Father will answer. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to take one or two questions if you have it before we pray. If anybody has a question, now would be a good time. What I would do in a situation like that is ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's a very good question. The reason it's dark is because the revelation, I would take, if you're trying to move into an area like the Lily's Grace, go get the series on the Lily's Grace and listen to it over and over and over. Because what you're doing is fueling your spirit, and you want to listen to it till your spirit pops. Because when your spirit pops, what happens is the image gets forged in you. That's a very good question, because if you're moving in an area and you can't see, now we're not trying to see here, you don't have an image yet that's forged. What you want to do is listen, listen, listen. I talk about developing your compass. You listen, 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 listen until that compass forges on the inside of you. And what happens, you're going to get a revelation. And the Holy Spirit, now the whole time you're listening, you pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. This is huge, because I do this every day. Let the eyes of my heart be flooded with light. Say, eyes of the heart, be flooded with light. So the Holy Spirit has to forge, the Holy Spirit has to forge an image within your heart. That's how you move. If you don't have that image, you can't move anywhere. You're going to blank out. Amen. If you want to move the love of God, you need to be in the series called Mysteries of the Upper Room. But I wouldn't start there. I'd start at Throne of Grace. But if you're launching to the love of the Father, people ask me, how do I get there? The first thing, before you ever start trying to apply faith in an area, you got to get your compass set. Your faith is going to be a result of the compass. Your compass is going to point your faith. Does that make sense? So if I'm trying to move into an area and I blank out, I don't have enough revelation. I have knowledge, but I don't have revelation. Do you understand? The revelation is the knowledge drops in. Amen? And when it drops in by the Holy Ghost, it comes to life. So there's a big prayer to pray all the time. Two big prayers. Ephesians 1, spirit of wisdom and revelation. Eyes of my heart be flooded with light. That's the eye of your spirit. That's how you're going to move. Second one is prayer of dunamis in Ephesians 3. Got to have that. And so as you arm your spirit in this area, you can move to what you see. Amen? See, remember the eye, what we talked about, the eye? Remember how we talked about that eye be single? The whole body would be full of light. The eye be single means to be interwoven like a basket into the alpha. It's two words. One's alpha, the other one's interwoven. But the eye be interwoven into Christ, your whole body will be full of light. But if the eye be evil, that word is poneris. That means harassment, labor, toil, distraction, all of that. Your whole body's going to be full of that system. And so we have to readjust our eye. So the Holy Spirit, what he's going to do is he's going to fuel, or he's going to provide the imagery to the eye of faith. That's why you have to have more word and pray for the spirit of wisdom until that word becomes living. And then once it happens, I have never to this date ever moved into a position in the kingdom the Holy Spirit did not reveal in advance through the word. Once he revealed it, then I move through the light he gave me. And that's how we move. We move in that word, by that word, through that word, and we're sustained by that word. Does that make sense? So if you're blanking out, you don't have enough, you got to rearm the compass. Amen? Now, eventually, what happens is you'll get the kind of faith to just land there every day. And that's the beauty of it. Justin, and he was talking about, man, I'm hitting the love of the Father. I said, do you remember all the times you tell me you were struggling? And he said, yeah. And I said, what do you have now that you didn't have before? One word, faith. I said, your faith now, you have the rest of your life. That faith can launch you and move you. So God allowed you time to develop that faith. But now that you have it, you can overcome any obstacle between you and that place now. Every day. And that's why God just doesn't make it easy for you to run right in all the time. He'll give you encounters, but you can't just run in every time so easy. Why? Because if you don't develop faith, you'll never be able to move through obstacles in the future. But once you have the precious faith, say precious faith, you have it all the time. It's yours. As long as you don't lose it, you can launch every time. Every time. Boom. Boom. Every day, your first thing is the door. Everything has a position. Throne of grace. You're moving consecutively. Throne of grace. The rest. Union with Christ. Then love. Now we can add the tree of life to that. And then you start seeing the manifestation of the kingdom. That's the 12 inheritance on the outer perimeter. Every day you're moving into that realm. Led by the Holy Ghost. Now, you can't get all of that in the beginning. So you start learning how to get through the door, learning and get to the throne of grace. And then the Holy Spirit will start leading you into things. But we found out over time, he starts giving us things like the rest. Now we know the importance, tree of life, know the importance, love of the Father. Know the importance. Those are massive things getting us to the realm of inheritance. We have to get to the realm of inheritance. There's certain things we're going to need. So yes, the Holy Spirit, and you'll find you start listening into the website, that whole thing is this image. Amen. Man, when you start obtaining these levels, what they do for you, because it's not just about being anointed. You have to be able to sustain that anointing. Amen? And you have to have the image to go with the dominion God wants to give. So we're moving out of the Corinthian model where God gives us a spirit by measure. So he can anoint all kinds of things, but that's not going to ever get us to the next level. He's got to flush it out. Clothes in a new identity, dismantle the old, remantle in the new identity for a new level of dominion. Because we're talking about joint heirship now. Amen? Praise God.